come on, boys. What a way to mess up a top 1,000 countdown. Can you make it here? And this is being taped for our Armed Forces Network, too. Boy, I tell you. Of all the copies of Hey Jude we have here, we put that one on and play it. Well, that is it. Big number two in the top 1,000 countdown from 1968. A true giant. Hey Jude. Those are the Beatles. It's 11:54 in WLAP, the Herb Oscar Kent program, your way till noon today. Well, the time has finally arrived at WLAP, time to play our big number one record. And gentlemen, Jason.
Hello.
Dan.
Hi.
Here we go. It's been a real joy, hasn't it, the past, 11 days has it been?
Right.
Started a week ago, I've lost count now.
Started on a Friday.
Friday. And started off with Western Union by the Five Americans, and here we are at big number one. It's been a real education, I think.
Especially for those of us who are quite young.
Yeah, you 16-year-olds, you know. You don't remember Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White from 55 and some of those great songs. But it's been a real education in that records that we had no idea that could make the top 1,000 did make. And some records that we thought sure would make the top 1,000 didn't come close to making it.
I'd like to sort of say thanks to everybody who called in and wrote us letters and said that they were enjoying the thing. We enjoyed it very much, too.
And well, I hope next year we can do it again. Of course, this top 1,000 will be history at the end of 1962, or 72, I'm sorry, that we'll start mixing all the 72 records into it and it will completely change. And next year, it'll be a completely different top 1,000.
I wonder if the number one song will stay the same, though, Herb. What do you think?
That's interesting. It'll be interesting to see. Well, we're running out of time, so let's go.
For the past 11 days, the Great 630 has been counting down the top 1,000 records of all time. You've heard such great artists as Elvis Presley, The Beatles, The Supremes, Ray Charles, The Four Seasons, Simon and Garfunkel. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the number one record of all time, Chubby Checker and The Twist.
Is it big number one of all time, Chubby Checker? That hit the top of the charts in 1960, 1961, and again in 1962. And that's the young man who was named by Mrs. Dick Clark, named after, she said, he looked like a young Fats Domino. Fats, Chubby, Domino, Checker. That's where his name came from. Chubby Checker, and number one of all time, that is The Twist. Well, the top 1,000 is now over. Dan Reynolds will be here with the hits at 12:10 this afternoon on WLAP Lexington. It's 12 noon.
CBS News, Richard C. Hottlett reporting on the CBS Radio Network.